Tales of River by Diane Steiner.
The Gemara in Brachas Nun Hei says Omar Rabbi Yehuda Shloish Dvarim. We all want to live longer, gesund yoren, so we have to know this Gemara. Va'amar Rav Yehuda, shloisha devarim mekatzrim yodav shnoisov shel adam. Three things can be mekatzer yomav shnoisov shel adam. First thing is mi shnoisim loy sefer Torah likrois ve'enoy kaira. Second thing is you give him a kois shel brocha levarich. Give him a koshel brocha levorich, ve'enoy mevorich, and the third thing is v'hamanik atzmoy barabonus. So the Gemara says koshel brocha levorich, ve'enoy mevorich. Why is if you're offered a koshel brocha and you don't say the brocha, why is that mekatza a person's life? Dichsiv. Because it says, Va'avorcho mevorchecho. It's this week's Pasha, Pasha's Lech Lecho, Va'avorcho mevorchecho. What does that mean? Because Va'avorcho mevorchecho means that Hashem promises that I will give a brocha to those that give you a brocha. Of a Me'echa Tesa, to learn from there that if a person says, I don't want to give a brocha, so the Gemara, the Pasuk carries on, Va'avorcho mevorchecho. So faket is mashma from the posuk that only if a person gives a klala, then Hashem will curse him. But how do you see from there, from vavorcho mevorchecho, he'll say, you know what? Very nice. I don't want to give a bracha. So, b'daf hashtein, Rashi says, Va'avorcho mevorchecho, Rashi in Brochus Nunei says, Va'amevorich birchas amozun mevorich lebalabayis. So what's that? What's the pshat in that? And in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down, this halacha is brought down Shulchan Aruch, and one should really be mefasim this halacha, quite an incredible halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Chelek Beis. Mishnah Brura, got here the Mishnah Brura, Chelek Beis, Rosimon Reish Aleph, says, Sif Gimel, Mishen Noisnim Loy Levorich, if someone is given a kois, you're invited a guest, and you say, yeah, I would like you to say a brocha, the Einoy Mevorich, Mekatzrim Yomov. It's like, it's really scary, because a Mechaba, you know, he's not a Musa Sefer. He's got other Sfarim where he gives Musa. But this is a Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. And he brings here, Misha Noisim Noi Levorich, the Einoy Mevorich, Mekatzrim Yomov, Chas V'Shalom. Mishnah Brura, Shenoisim Noi Levorich, quotes the Magen Avraham. Mishnah Brura says, Rotzaloyma Oireach. It's referring to a reach. So I don't know. I mean, a balabais is not going to be mechabed himself. Right? It might be mechabed, maybe a member of his family. Rotzaloy ma reach. So that must be built on this Rashi, which I mentioned. Shenoisem loy levorach brichas amozon. Ve'ena mevorach doesn't want to get bracha. Mekatzer yomov. Why? Mishum debedin. The halacha is. Keshoy reach mevorach. Mevorach al balabayis. Ubozeh. Normally, whenever you take the benching, so then you give a bracha to the balabayis. Ubozeh shenimna levorach es balabayis. It's very interesting the way he says it. By being moinea yourself from giving a bracha to the balabayis, shehu mizer Avram. So he is Mizer Avram. The Balabais is from the children of Avram. Shemem Aboy. So anyone that's Mizer Avram has this incredible blessing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'avorcho mevorchecho. Umichlalhem. So you see the Mishnah Berurah had it shve. Umichlalhem. Atoshemealaf. So then we must understand what's pshat in the next pasuk. Umkalel chaor. I'll try and see if we can cover, because there's a lot which I want to push in here. He's causing a klala to himself. Because of Magen Avraham, the interesting Magen Avraham, Shver Magen Avraham, the Dafka Kashemavorchen ala Kois. Dafka, when you're offered the Kois. So often, I can have guests, and I tell them, I'd like to be Mechabed you with benching. He says, you know what, you've given me such a meal, there's no way how I can fit the kois in. I'm happy to bench, but I can't fit the kois in. So I'm offering him a kois, and this fellow is refusing to accept the kois. V'davka kashmavarchim ala kois, the oz achiyuv ala oireach levoreach as a balabais. It would seem that the chiyuv of birchas balabais is davka when he's got the kois. The Shaar HaTzion here says any day minayin loy the Magen Avraham. Where did the Magen Avraham get that the chiyuv of birchas balabais is dafka when there's a cup of wine? Shabeloi kois kishmevorchen ena chiyuv levorchas balabais. As I frankly should say, where did he get that from? For ulai the Magen Avraham daik meloshin la Gemara the kaoma misha noisim loy kois. Since the loshin of the Gemara in brachas is noisim loy kois. Is mashma thing when he released Rotzon the Beloize Ingorim Klala. So he tries to the Mishnah Berurah tries to make smooth things a little bit. Ingorim Klala Avol Bevada Ein Nochem LaOdom Litchois Mitzvah Abol LeYodoy. So even the story that the Chassam Sofer offered someone benching and he said no and he took out 13 gold coins. He says the mitzvah is worth 30. Thank you for giving it to him, etc. Obal Koponim. You've got here a very, very interesting situation, which is difficult to understand. What's the shtarkeit? So there's an interesting marsha in Agodas, which is kedai for us to know before we go on to the next part of the pasuk. So the marsha in Agodas. It's like one line. The Masho says, so he says, Sefer Torah, why is it Mekatsa? Da have ke ilu noisnim loy chayim, dechsiv kihu chayecho. I'm giving you a Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is kihu chayecho. The Gemara brings that posuk. Kihu chayecho, I'm giving you chayim. Vuhu loy boy, doesn't want chayim. Vechen kishe noisnim loy brocha. So I'm offering you a brocha. What do you mean I'm offering you a bracha? I'm offering you the opportunity to give me a bracha. The Teretz is, va'avorcha mevarcheka. By you giving me a bracha, you're going to get a bracha because Hashem's promise. So I'm offering you, by me giving you the kois, and you're going to bless me, you're going to get a bracha. I'm giving you a bracha. V'hu loy boy. Says the Mashov, who like boy? Shai Reach Misporech Babirchosh Shabichas Amozin. And this silly fellow, who like boy? Mishimachim Mekatsin Loi Mechayov Shemoisnim Aksuvim. Shemoisnim. Yeah? So, it's an interesting Zach. And it's a Murray the Gazach, a Chizuk for us as well. Because you see from here that whenever you see your friend, give him a brocha. Give him a bracha. Because the minute you give him a bracha, the avorcha mevorchaka. Mori de gezach. Shteito and Masho, a fantastic thing. About the kois, I had this suggestion because it's happened to me many times. People say, look, you know, you've given me this fantastic meal. I can't fit in that kais. You have to drink the kais. You don't have to drink the kais. Say the kais. Say the birchas amozen ala kais. Say the birchas amozen. And if you want to do the mitzvah min amufcha, say a bar paragofen and pour off a little bit. So the rest will be shiore kais mitzvah. Okay? So that's the first part. The next part is very interesting. The Pasuk and the Mefarshim speak about it. V'avorcha mevorcheka u'mekalelcha o'or. Now that's interesting. Why does it say v'avorcha mevorcheka? It should say v'akalel mekaleleka. Or I will give a orur to mekaleleka. Why does it say u'mekalelcha? But before that, I would like to enlighten you with a simon chof zayin right in the end of Hilchas Dayanim. So we can't really blame people that didn't notice it, but I think it's a very important simon, which is Noigea. And then we'll go into a little bit of the psychology behind it as well, if you have a little bit of time here. So, Shtei Tazor, Simon Chof Zayin, says the tour, start of the tour, says the tour, am I ready to go? Osa lekalel hadayin. You mustn't give a klola to the dayan. V'amekalalai, and someone that gives a klola, oiva belav, shenema eloikim lo isakalel. And eloikim also includes the dayan. V'chein, not only the dayan, v'chein amekalal kol echod mi Yisrael. Emi yit, oiva belav, shenema lo isakalel cheresh. That you mustn't curse a person that's deaf. Uporat lom becheresh, lashmi'enu, quoting the Gemara and the Rambam in Sanhedrin, Peheum at base. Uporat lom becheresh, lashmi'enu, to teach us. She'afa pi she'enu shemea, even though he's deaf, he doesn't know what he wants, he thinks you're giving him a compliment. Ve'enu mitztaya, and he's got no tzar. Nevertheless, it's a din on you. You're not allowed to, which fits it nicely, obviously. Yeah? But someone that's not deaf, is going to be Isadoi Raisa to be Mekalim, Loikin Olav. He's Chayef Malkus. If someone's Mekalil Hashra, he's going to be Chayef Malkus. Kotzav Ramba, what about a Yosham, someone that's sleeping? He hasn't got up for Krishma. Get him out. Toita Klala. He's no worse than Cheresh. The cat is even better. You could hear it. What about a mace? Hamakalal is a mace. That's Potter. Makalal is a mace is Potter. What about a person is Makalal himself? You find by the Goyim a lot, and unfortunately some people learn from the language. You live in amongst Goyim, so it's you learn from their ways. He curses himself. He curses himself. Sometimes people curse themselves in English as well. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want, fits in beautifully, because it's just like the Mashal says, Lagaba Brocha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give. So by you cursing yourself, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to curse you. Yeah. Shomer Nafshecha Ma'oid. Shomer Nafshecha Ma'oid. Ve'enoi Chayev. Now the Malkus is only Chayav Malkus only if you're Mekalel with Hashem's name. Oy be'echod me'akinuyim. Now that's a very important thing. Yeah, the Rambam says clearly that even the kinuyim, a kinuyim means in English, gives him, doesn't have to use Hashem's name in English. Ve'kiven shemekalel be'kinuyim Chayav. Imkena makalo b'choloshoin chayev, says the Tur, quotes the Rambam. Shahashema shekarim agoyim lakodesh baruchu, heim b'chlala kinuyim. Interestingly, you know, we know the Nesivus not as a Musa drasha. Nesivus is a lomdish sefer. Nesivus says on Simon Chav Zayin on the halacha shteito hamakalal echad mi Yisrael machaba paskins hamakalal echad mi Yisrael va'afilu makalal atzmoi b'shem himself oy bekinui. Then he gets another klala. He gets another malchus. That's the next halacha. Says the Nesivus here. The Nesivus says here.
They
get very angry with their shutuf. He's withholding from him some money. He doesn't know where he's put that money there. And he says, you know what? We've got stamazoya problem that people don't understand bikinui. The chayshvim mashikaisav of medaba beloshin akum ain el toya Hashem. The toyim heim, it's not true. He says stamazoya one should be very careful not to have Hashem's name in, so one should write G plus a line and D. Or he quotes here, he says the French people say, the French people say adia, yeah. A kaisvim b'chol ha'shtor ha'chayv adia. V'hu loshen tzarfat kinui uperish im Hashem. And you know what happens with that? Mutl ba'ashpa ends up being thrown out in the bin. V'kva kovul chazal shaloyeh niskish shem shemayim b'shtoros kilomocha pereh z'chayv, and it gets thrown. Okay, eis pavoy nesein rabim lomdu mimai sa'akum, v'chol z'adov elikal kulay, says in the Sivus HaMishpat, v'zeo, unfortunately, hamori ha'goyrim, asher pavoy nesein rabim v'yidol Yisrael ma'oid. Unfortunately, that's what causes the poverty. There are some people amongst us who never haven't got money. And the reason is, because they're not careful on the Shem Shemayim. But Tzorech Yischakmus, says in the Sivus, you need to be very clever. Don't put the word God in. If you do, you write G, line, and D. Now, he carries on, the Tur carries on. What happens, Vim Oma Orot, and you just now saw the Machaba Paskins as I, Havi klala ki oru boi nidui boi shvua boi klal. B'chol elu ein chayev malchus ad she yisru boi. You have to think. Avolim lo yeshom asro. You didn't warn the fellow. You know you're going to be over the lav doiraisa when you curse out your friend. Oy she kilo b'loy shame. Or you didn't. You just said oru ploini. Or he says al yehi ploini baruch l'ashem. Careful, he knows the halacha. So he says, Al ye ploini baruch Hashem. Oi, al ye varchei Hashem. Okay, so ain't I like you, don't get malchus. Oh, but the Torah says, Isura mea ikka, afa pishe ain't I like. Yeah, and then he goes on to Chiruv Talmud Chochem, Menadin oisoi, Vimrotze bezin lahakoisoi, Makas Mardus, Ama Oretz. Yeah, afa pishe mocha la Chochem. What happens if the Chochem says, you know what, Amoichel, you cursed me out, Amoichel, or Echot Misharaom, or you pushed your friend, you got angry with him. Makinoise shekva chotov in his chayev. Yeah. You know, he said, didn't mean it, does mean it, and doesn't it. And the same thing, Shulchan Aruch brings it as well. Im lahoise shom asro, kegon shom ali ploini boruch lashem. Ain't like her, but it's still going to be osa. So that really would answer our question on the Vavorcham by being moinea. you're right, you're not going to have the positive mitzvah of giving a blessing of al koponim. You're still, just like there's an issa legaba the klala, so by being moimea the brocha, there's going to be an issa. And you're going to certainly lose out, as the Mashal says, you're losing out the brocha. Yeah. Yeah. So what's that of the pshat? Why it says umkalelcha o'or? Yeah. So the ma'aser, it's a moed. I can't remember where I saw. Definitely, a lot of the mafoshim speak about it. Touch it. Could be the sepurno. It could be the those. But I saw a moed of pshat. The mafoshim on the chumash basically go with that mahalach. That there's a fundamental difference between va'avorcha mevorcheka umkalelcha or. The klala, the person's only over the issa of klala only when he says it out. Whereas when you want to give a bracha to your friend and you've got das, you want to bless him, you like him, you want to bless him, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is already mitzaref it lemaisa, and therefore va'avorcha mevorchek of even those that want to. Masha'en came with klala, it's only when he actually says the klala, which is a good thing, because sometimes your friend makes you really angry, and you think about him, who knows what should happen to him, but lemaisa, you're careful, and you're only going to be over the issa, even the issa of not a love is actually only going to happen when you speak it out. Thus is the svara behind the vault of speaking it out. So I want to tell you an amazing thing which Reb Dessler Zeichet Tzadik Livrocha explains. So Reb Dessler says, you find an interesting thing. The Gemara says, La'oilom al yiftach piv l'sot. Person shouldn't be poser, and the Gemara Brit, al tiftach pe l'sotan, and what's the svara behind it? So Reb Dessler says, and it's kamat goes, you see, with the same svara that we're finding from what we mentioned, b'shem the masha. He says that when a person, Moriyah de Gazach, Mamash Kemat, it's the same vort as the Mashah, and it gives us a knach in understanding Pshat and the Mashah. He says that when a person is Peseach Piv L'Sotan, and a person says about himself something bad, Derech Agav, I always try to, it's very hard for me, but one has to make a Machah. When you hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name b'chinam, especially when people and in Ivrit, it's quite a habit where people, where they say b'chayim, b'chayim sheli, and Chaim Falaji says quite clearly that is you're referring to the neshama, so you're being, again, you're saying Hashem's name for in vain, so you've got to try to make a machal, and sometimes people even curse themselves when they say it, when they get angry, as part of a language. It's part of, we don't have it in English, not so much, but in Ivrit, it's unfortunately, and it's quite sometimes quite hard. You're talking to someone that you know, and he's saying things, and he's getting quite exciting, and you have to say in Shuldik Smear, I saw the Darkei Tshuva, I think I mentioned this once before. Darkei Tshuva and Ilchos Avodah Zarah, he says that even it's a you're slighting Hashem's covered, referring to what we saw before in the Nesivos, even if you say a loshana, he brings it from the Bnei Yisoscha, brings it. Now if a person says you and Hashem should be gebenched or something like that, you're being, how can you be mashveh a puny human to HaKadosh Baruch. Zotar Mori de Gazach, says Reb Dessler Mori de Gazach, the person that curses himself, or his poiseach piv l'sotom, pshat is azay, he is being ma'ira, that's how they learn, he's being ma'ira a kitrug on himself. He's being ma'ira a kitrug on himself. And that's how the lomdus of a klala also works. It's being ma'ira a kitrug on himself. Zokta, when a person says about himself, al yiftach piv lesotan, and he doesn't care about himself, so then the mekatrugim say, well look, this fellow doesn't care about himself, why should we care about him? Because deep down, says Reb Dessler, psychologically, when a person is willing to say brazenly things about himself, which he shouldn't be saying, so he's breaking that kind of border. He's breaking that kind of a person doesn't want bad things should happen to himself. Rahman, let's say, doesn't want. And if he's openly saying, speaking, he says, you know, Hashem should punish him, or whatever, he says silly things over his dead body, or all kinds of things like that. So he's breaking that kind of protection, which generally a person has. By doing that, he's showing that he doesn't really care so much about himself. Because otherwise, why do you say it, says Reb Dessler? So by saying it, you're showing you don't care. It's mamish the words of a mashon, Kedush HaGot. You don't care. So they say, well, look, let him have it. Says Reb Dessler, even further. Meridik Asach. He says, the Gemara says, Le'olam Yizoye Odom from a Kilelas Chochom Al Tanai. Gemara learns it out from Yehuda at the end of Vayechi. There was Yehuda said that his bones will be rolling, and the Lamai said then, and even though it was Al Tanai, Nidu Al Tanai, and the Maisa, he said it, or the Kishkoga, Yoitzim, Pia Shalit, or whatever it is. Says Reb Dessler, what's a pshat? A Chochom said something with his word, and it was even Al Tanai, and nevertheless the Klola happens? Why? Says Reb Dessler, the same thought. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, look, this Chochom, why is he so upset with this person that he gives him a nidui or klola al tanai? Why? The teretz is that this person is somehow rather upsetting this Talmud Chacham. If he's upsetting this Talmud Chacham, so therefore the Talmud Chacham speaks out with his mouth, there's a certain lack of caring this Talmud Chacham. So since in schus of the Talmud Chachamim, in the schus of the Torah, a person gets saved from evil, and if this Talmud Chacham doesn't care, so then the Mekatrikim say, look, you see the fact that the Talmud Chacham could speak it out, even though it's Al Tanai, but because he could speak it out, it's a sign that he's not so worried. If he's not worried, so then the Mekatrik, so Avad, it causes a Kitruk. Definitely a person has to be very, very miser. The great thing is that at least we know that as long as it's in our mind, your friend makes you angry, as long as it's in your mind, don't speak it out. And don't speak out if a person had chas v'chalila, a bad cholam or something. Don't speak out the bad cholam. Don't say anything. Don't speak it out. Because once you speak it out, la'olam al yiftach piv lesotan. When it comes to a brocha, you should really go around, and every ben or grandchild, or great grandchild of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, every time you give him a bracha, you get a bracha. The Eibush to help him. We should all be benched and stark and gesund. I go with you.
Is that what we're talking about? Because that's not...